In the heart of ancient Rome, under the veil of night, a chilling wind howled through the empty streets, whispering secrets of battles past and warriors fallen. The moon, a silent witness to countless tales of valor and destruction, cast its silver glow over the majestic city, unveiling shadows that danced between the columns of the grand temples and the cobblestone roads. Among these shadows moved a figure, cloaked not only in darkness, but in an aura of power so palpable that the very air around it seemed to quiver in anticipation. Amidst this scene of nocturnal mystery, the figure halted before the colossal gates of the Temple of Mars. The air pulsed with an unseen force, as if the very ground recognized the presence of its divine patron. Mars, the god of war, had descended from his celestial domain, drawn by the fervent prayers of his worshippers, seeking victory, courage, and protection. His appearance was both magnificent and terrifying, a warrior clad in armor that gleamed under the moon's caress, his eyes ablaze with the fire of a thousand battles. But tonight, his purpose was different, guided not by the clash of armies, but by a single, solitary plea that had reached him amidst the clamor of conflict, a plea from a young Roman, Cassius, whose heart harbored not a desire for conquest, but for understanding the true essence of strength and valor. Cassius stood at the foot of the temple's steps, his gaze fixed on the towering doors as if he could will them open with his determination alone. His voice, when he finally spoke, carried a mixture of awe and resolve.
"Mighty Mars, I seek not the glory of battle, but the wisdom to wield strength with honor and to protect Rome with a heart that knows not just bravery, but compassion."
As the last echo of his words faded into the night, the temple doors creaked open, revealing a path bathed in an ethereal light that seemed to beckon him forward. Mars, observing from the shadows, was intrigued. It was rare for a mortal to seek the god of war not for victory, but for enlightenment. With a stride that shook the heavens and earth, Mars approached Cassius, his presence overwhelming, yet somehow imbued with an unexpected gentleness. Mars's voice boomed like thunder, yet carried a warmth that belied his fearsome reputation. He addressed Cassius with a tone that, while commanding, held a spark of curiosity.
"Cassius, your plea has pierced the din of war and reached my ears. You seek knowledge that many warriors, consumed by the lust for power, overlook. What drives this quest for understanding, when the world around you dreams only of conquest?"
Cassius, though initially taken aback by the god's sudden appearance, found courage within him to respond. His voice was steady, imbued with the sincerity of his quest. Cassius answered, his eyes locked onto those of the deity, his stance resolute, yet respectful.
"Great Mars, I have seen the aftermath of battles, the loss, and the grief that follows in the wake of victory. I wish to lead, to fight when necessary, but to do so with wisdom and foresight. To be a protector of Rome, not just a conqueror. For what is strength if not guided by the heart?"
Mars regarded Cassius for a long moment, the silence between them charged with the weight of centuries. Then, to Cassius's surprise, the god of war nodded, a gesture of respect toward the young Roman's ideals. Mars spoke, his voice now softer, carrying a depth that resonated with the very essence of courage and honor.
"Cassius, your vision is noble and rare among mortals. Strength, wielded without wisdom, leads only to ruin, but when guided by the heart, it can forge destinies and protect the realms of men. Let me show you what it means to be a true warrior."
And so, under the watchful eyes of the moon and stars, Mars took Cassius under his wing, not to teach him the art of war, but the wisdom of the warrior. They spoke of courage, not as the absence of fear, but the resolve to face it, of strength, not as the power to dominate, but the capacity to protect, and of honor, as the foundation upon which true valor stands. As dawn's first light painted the sky with hues of gold and crimson, marking the end of their divine encounter, Cassius descended the temple steps, transformed. He had sought the god of war, expecting lessons in battle, but found instead a guide to living with purpose and strength of spirit. Mars watched from afar, a rare smile gracing the face of the god of war. In Cassius, he saw the future of Rome, not just as an empire of conquest, but as a beacon of valor and wisdom. And as the young Roman disappeared into the awakening city, Mars knew that his divine intervention had sown the seeds of a legacy that would echo through the ages, a legacy of warriors who fought not just with their swords, but with their hearts. As the sun claimed the sky, casting its golden light over Rome, Cassius's encounter with Mars, the god of war, left an indelible mark on his soul and the city's future. But who is this enigmatic deity who embodies both the fury of battle and the wisdom of restraint? Mars, a figure shrouded in the mists of time, stands as one of the most complex and revered gods in Roman mythology. Let's delve deeper into the origins and essence of Mars, beyond the battlefield, exploring his multifaceted nature and the myths that surround him. Mars, unlike the often singularly depicted god of war in other mythologies, holds a diverse portfolio in the Roman pantheon. Originally, Mars was a god of fertility and agriculture, protector of cattle, and a defender of boundaries. His transition to a war deity reflects Rome's evolution from pastoral communities to a formidable empire, underscoring the intrinsic link between the sustenance of life and the necessity of protection. Mars's duality as a god of both destruction and creation reveals the Romans' pragmatic view of war as a means to peace and prosperity. His reverence in Roman society was second only to Jupiter, the king of the gods. As the father of Romulus and Remus, according to legend, Mars played a pivotal role in the founding of Rome itself, intertwining his legacy with the city's very identity. This origin myth not only elevated Mars within the Roman religious hierarchy, but also cemented his place as an integral figure in the civic and cultural consciousness of Rome. Mars's festivals, such as the Feriae Marti in March, named after him, and the October Horse, reflect his importance in the Roman calendar, celebrating his dual aspects of war and agriculture, death and renewal. Mars is often depicted as a formidable warrior, his towering presence exuding strength and authority. Clad in gleaming armor that reflects the light of the sun, he stands ready for battle, a plumed helmet upon his head, signifying his status among the gods and men. His eyes, burning with the intensity of a thousand conflicts, peer out with a wisdom that belies the savagery of war. In one hand, he wields a spear that is as much a symbol of protection as it is a weapon of destruction. At his side, the shield emblazoned with the symbols of Rome, not just a defensive armament, but a testament to his role as protector of the empire. His visage, marked by the scars of battle, wears not the grimace of aggression, but the serene expression of a deity who understands the true cost of war and the value of peace. Among the myriad Tullys of Mars, the story of the rape of the Sabina woman stands out not for the act of war it represents, but for the complex interplay of conflict and reconciliation, a theme that mirrors Mars's dual nature. Following the founding of Rome, Romulus, Mars's son, faced a dire situation, a burgeoning city with few women to ensure its future. In a calculated move, Romulus hosted a grand festival, inviting neighboring tribes, including the Sabines, under the guise of fostering alliances. As the festivities reached their zenith, at a signal from Romulus, the Roman men seized the Sabine women, igniting a war with the Sabines and their allies. Mars, observing from the heavens, watched as his sons engaged in a conflict that seemed to perpetuate the cycle of violence he both embodied and sought to transcend. The climax came when the Sabine women, now the wives and mothers of Romans, intervened in the battle that threatened to destroy their new families. Their courageous act, stepping between the advancing armies of their fathers and their husbands, pleaded for peace, embodying the reconciliation of two communities through understanding and compromise. This pivotal moment led to the unification of the Romans and Sabines, with Mars's influence guiding his descendants towards a resolution that favored the strength of unity over the division of war. The tale of the Sabine women highlights a profound truth within the mythology of Mars, that true strength lies not in conquest, but in the courage to seek peace and reconciliation. Mars, as a god of war and agriculture, destruction and renewal, symbolizes the eternal cycle of conflict and resolution, reminding us that from the ashes of war can grow the seeds of peace. This story invites us to ponder the nature of our conflicts and the possibilities for harmony. In our battles, personal or global, might we find the wisdom to seek resolution over victory? Can we, like Mars and the Sabine women, find strength in unity and understanding? These questions, echoing through the ages, challenge us to consider the legacies we wish to leave behind. Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.